History of Ankara. The earliest mention of human presence here is in Roman times. Later, the Arabs would take better advantage of the area by introducing fields irrigated by the waters of the nearby springs. This agricultural tradition has survived to the present day, in particular in the attractive locations at the bottom of the valleys of the River Grande and its tributary, the River Jorox. Modern Ankara dates back to the repopulation that took place after the Christian conquest. Its old center is well worth visiting in order to relive the past through an urban layout that still conserves its medieval design. Its architecture is rustic in style, its low, two-floor houses featuring Arabic tiled rooftops and whitewashed exteriors. Its streets and squares transport us back to days gone by. Plaza del Pollo is the focal point of the village, while Calle Virgen del Rosario and Calle Santa Teresa Mora are its main thoroughfares. Other streets are home to fountains of crystalline water, such as the Pillar in Calle Nueva, the fountain in Calle del Castillo and El Pollo, a rectangular fountain with three spouts. Strolling on, we come to the Iglesia de la Encarnación, built in the 18th century, the Ermita del Cristo de la Cruz del Popa, on the outskirts, and the Puente de Palo, a bridge along which a small aqueduct once ran, its wooden channels crossing a path that is now a main road. Nowadays, the water runs through an arch with a masonry bed which enables the aerial piping to compensate for the different levels that prevail between the area's numerous cultivated terraces. Ankara's three symbols are its castle, the tower, the Spanish fir and the mountain goat. The municipal area, which covers some 55 square kilometers, stretches from El Peñón de los Enamorados and the Tacho de la Caña to the confluence of the rivers Grande and Jorox. The local economy is based on agriculture, mainly the cultivation of fruit trees, olives and chestnuts, though potatoes, corn and vegetables are also grown.